This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this Stockbox interview with Frank Basser, the CEO and chairman of Granada Gold, listed on the TSX. Hi, Frank. Good to be talking to you.
Yeah, hello, Mark. And likewise, very good to be talking to you.
Yes, it's great to have you on, another TSX-listed company. It's fantastic to be talking to some listed companies over in Toronto, away from the London markets for a change for us here at Stockbox. And it's the first time that we're talking, and I understand that you have one project, the Granada Gold project. So I wonder if we can start with maybe an overview of that project, where you're at now, and where you plan to go with it.
Yeah, we'll do that here, Mark. What we have is actually a property on what we call a Cadillac Break. It was a former producer. It was a very high-grade producer. It was at 9.7 grams a ton. It had two underground shafts and then went through a lot of colorful people over the years, which took out material from surface from the open pit. And that was 3.5 to 5 grams. So basically, when you look at the deposit, it is by nature a high-grade deposit. And the deeper you go, usually on a Cadillac Break, the higher the grades become. Now, originally when we acquired this property, everybody wanted to make another Osisko out of our property. And I kind of told the investors, we'll drill it. But I said that, you know, the geology and the nature of the ore body doesn't lend itself well because there's a fair amount of waste. So we did about 80, 90,000 meters of drilling, and we did come up with a maiden resource, about 2.8 million ounces of 1 gram. But then we did a PEA, and then, you know, the numbers were not there because of the waste-to-ore ratio. So we kind of restructured the drilling, and we tested in 2018, 2019, and then we started 2020. We started a little late, and we were able to kind of target only a few of the structures. Basically, there's 9 to 22 structures over 5.5 kilometers going east-west on our property, and we're only focusing on three of them. And these are number one vein, number two vein, and the other ones, they called it a 3 and 5 vein. And these, like I said, number one historically, mined at 9.7 at depth on surface, 3.5 to 5. So majority of our drilling right now, which we're trying to do about 120,000 meters in the next 24 months, is to develop a high-grade resource, which we had a revised resource just recently from the old historical drilling. And to give us something like, you know, 2 grams open pitable, be a small open pit, about 300,000 ounces, maybe a little more. And then underground, we're looking for about 2 million ounces at 4 grams. So our first maiden resource gave us about 700,000 ounces in all three categories. Open pitable, about 350,000, 2 grams, and about 350,000, 360,000, 4 grams underground. So we're on track to achieving our objective. And hopefully what we're looking for, you know, most people are not aware of it, but real estate on a Cadillac Break is really, really tight. Two companies were taken out over just recently with lower grades than us in their resource at over $150 at $150 million. And the other one was, I think, $130 million, basically at about $100 an ounce. So when you look at our resource and you compare our market cap, we have a lot of room to move up.
Okay. It certainly sounds like you've got a very significant project there, but I wonder if I can just ask you this phrase you or this term you said, Cadillac Break. That's not not something I'm familiar with. Can you just explain perhaps what that is?
Yeah, the Cadillac Break is kind of a very heavily mineralized area. It starts in Quebec, goes through Ontario, ends up in northern Manitoba. It runs over for a few hundred kilometers, and anybody who has a property on a break usually ends up with a multi-million ounce deposit. And I'm sure some of your readers might be aware of the Osisko deposit. That was basically a bankrupt company, exhausted, mined out. And then Sean Rosen drilled it out with his people, Bob Ware, came up with 10 million ounces open pitable, became a $4 billion market cap company.
Okay.
So we're right next door. You know, that's a relative term, but we're below the Cadillac Break like they are, but our geology is different than theirs. But we feel, you know, we already had 2.8 million open pitable, but I think we'll probably have maybe the 2 million, 2.5, 3 million underground.
Well, we're really talking something quite significant there then, aren't we?
Yep.
So you've mentioned there about the location. I wonder if you, I believe there's a lot of history around this project as well. Can you perhaps take us back in time and just give us some of the history on it?
Yeah, the original one, he took it over. We didn't drill right away. We decided, let's check the geology, if the drill results made any sense. You know, prior to us acquiring it, there's about 30, 40,000 meters of drilling. And we looked at the results and said, wow, you know, these guys missed the target. Mm. And we said, so we took over a mill and said, okay, we'll do a 450,000 ton bulk sample. And what happened is we did only 140,000. We did the first bench and the grade came back twice as high. So we thought, you know what? I think we missed it as well. The drill grade was only supposed to be 0.7, came back 1.62. Mm-hmm. We sampled a waste pile using a 4 cubic yard loader, which is about 10 tons. And we took 19 samples in 3 campaigns. I think came back at 1.74. So we end up throwing out more gold than we put in the mill. Mm-hmm. And we said, you know what? We better just acquire more ground. So we went from our 77 hectares. In less than a year, we picked up 11,000 hectares, drilled 80, 90,000 meters, came up with our first resource. And we said, you know what? We did good. You know, but the reality is, after we look at the economics, we should have done better. So that's why we're developing this now as a smaller open pit, higher grade underground. And I think, you know, we're being realistic. We want somebody to take us out. Mm-hmm. We're just what I call consolidators of assets or properties. And we kind of create a turnkey project. So we also went for our permits. We're fully permitted to ship. Mm-hmm. And the ideal thing is, you know, when we did our PEA, you can build a mill on our property for $290 million. But why do you want to build a mill when there's 10 mills in the area mm-hmm. and 4 of them are shut down because there's no rock?
Exactly. Yeah. And I believe that as well, the project that you have or the area, it's not very really well explored, is it? Is it about 80% that's still underexplored?
Well, what we did was we only focused on 20% of the structure. It's 5.5 kilometers long, so we're only looking at like 2 kilometers or less. The reality is the big boys can come in, and mm-hmm. they have the money, the skill set, and the people. You know, we're just trying to make it appetizing for somebody. We did get 3 offers. We declined them. So, you know, we didn't get the right suitor yet, so mm-hmm. hopefully we'll get a proper suitor.
Okay. I also noticed some pictures of a gold pour, which is very unusual. So what can you tell us? You've already poured gold from the project.
Yeah, that's when we did our bulk sample. That's when we did that 140,000 tons. We poured, like I said, we only put 32,000 tons through the mill, and we poured 2,200 ounces, I think, of gold. Mm. So the drill, like a lot of times, the drilling doesn't really correlate with the metal, so to speak. Mm. We did kind of a metallurgical balance. That's when we found out that the grades are higher than they drilled or indicated. We took the land package from 77 hectares to 11,000, and then we drilled 90,000 meters, and then we right-sized it to 1,400 hectares.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we only kept the east-west structures. We have 2 main structures. It's about 350 meters thick. That's where they have the 9 to 22 veins. They go down a depth. We never hit by drilling depth yet. Mm-hmm. So we still have a lot of room to explore.
Okay, yeah, it certainly sounds like it. I also noticed the word on your website that you can do a rolling start. So what do you mean by that?
Well, the rolling start was we were going to do, I know this sounds a little odd, if I would have told the world I'm doing an 8 million ton bulk sample, and everybody says, well, Frank, nobody does an 8 million ton bulk sample. Now, the reason we're going to do this bulk sample, we drilled a lot near surface, and then we found out that a lot of stuff that we thought was barren wasn't barren. Mm-hmm. It's just there's a fair amount of native gold on our property. So by doing an 8 million ton bulk sample, of which 2 million would have went to a local mill, and we did get 2 milling contracts, and then when they finally figured out how big the bulk sample was, they kind of said, well, you'll be running or controlling my mill for 3 years. I said, yeah, but your mill, there's nothing, you know, you don't have feed for your mill. So both of them declined after they saw how big the bulk sample was. But the purpose of the bulk sample was to really quantify. We have a lot of native gold. Like I said, about 50% of our gold is native. Mm. And they hit it drilling, you miss it, actually. You miss it. And then when you do hit it, you have these crazy grades. Like you see our news release today. Yeah. You know, you get like 100 grams a ton over 4 meters. Mm. We had grades up to 1,100 tons. It's a nugget effect, eh? Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Like I said, a lot of gold, but to quantify it, the only real way to quantify this, and of course, for the 43-101, it doesn't have that ability to quantify for native gold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's just talk about some of the recent news. So before the news that's come out today, the previous news you published was on the restructured resource estimate for the yep. gold deposit, where you yep. say you've got higher grades than previously shown, as well as scope yep. for underground resource after the open pit. Yep. So what does this mean for the company?
Well, you see, when we originally developed this, everybody wanted the 1 gram deposits. We gave the investors what they wanted. And, you know, it came out. We had a pretty nice resource, actually. You know, we like I said, we came out with 2.8 million, you know, constrained pit actually was 5 million ounces. We brought it down to 2.8, then we brought it down to 1.2 to get a better waste-to-ore ratio. The reality was, you know, do it like they did it before. Previous operators mined open pit, you know, 3.5 to 5 grams. We took it to 2 because the price of gold is, you know, trading close to $1,800 an ounce. Mm-hmm. So we thought, you know, 2 grams, we're looking for about 300,000. We got about a little over that. So that's shippable. There's all kinds of mills in our area. The nearest one is about 40 kilometers away. So, you know, whoever takes us over, they want to make a decent amount of money on shipping the rock. And then if you go underground at 4 grams, like we intentionally diluted the grade. You know, the miners previously mined us at 9.7. What we did was we intentionally diluted it down to 4 grams. And at 4 grams, we still got a reasonable resource.
Great. And of course, the news today, that big headline number, 107.8 grams per ton gold over 4 meters, you talk about the nuggety effect, but that must feel good to get a grade like that coming out.
Yeah, we get quite a bit of that. But when we do the resource, we knock that all down to, I think, 40, we cut it, you know, we mm-hmm. cut it down to 42 grams a ton. So like I said, you see our resource is fairly conservative, it's very robust. And we use SGS. SGS, you know, they cost a little more than anybody else. But you know what? When they generate a resource number, you can bank on it.
Now, I know you wanted to talk about a little bit about the market cap of the company. I guess you perhaps feel you're undervalued at the moment.
I think we're fairly undervalued. You know, we started late. We had a hard time getting drills. You know, we're not too bad at talking and getting the story out. And we took the stock last time to 120 million market cap in 18 months on drilling alone, no resource, no nothing. Mm-hmm. So we're a little late. I think we have probably the lowest market cap for all the exploration people in Quebec. But, you know, with this resource and the market becoming aware of us, and, you know, if they give us a valuation, even on about 400,000 measured indicated at $100 an ounce, mm-hmm. you know, the stock should be trading at 40 million, 50 million.
Mm-hmm. And where are you at today?
Well, I think we'll, you know, we closed at 16 yesterday. So,
okay.
So, I mean, you know, we had it up to about 32 cents already on nothing. You know, people get all excited and you know, they buy into it and they should wait, you know, wait for the market to get ready to get going.
Okay.
And then we'll go.
Great. Well, I wonder if we can just finish on a couple of things. First of all, if I can ask you, what's the roadmap going forward for the company? What are the immediate next steps and your plans?
Long range is 24 months, 120,000 meters of drilling. We're looking for a third drill to do the deep drilling. We're really excited about these numbers. Mm-hmm. That was actually one of the better numbers we got at depth. We have some pretty high grade on surface. So it appears that it does continue down to depth. So that's what we're looking for, a very special drill. We can drill down to about 2.5 kilometers, 2,500 meters. So, you know, we're going to probably restructure some of our properties. We're going to change the from a claim to a lease. So that whoever comes in can basically take the thing over and ship, you know, make it shovel ready. Right now, shovel ready for a low-grade open pit. The rolling start was actually designed to operate about 4.2 grams, 4.7 grams, but it was only 75,000 ounces. So, you know, right now, 2 grams, you can ship that to the nearest mill, which is about 40 kilometers away, and be in the $650, $800 an ounce all in.
Okay, great. And just a final thought then from you, Frank, just on the mining and commodity cycle. Everyone knows it's a cyclical market and it's been depressed for quite a while, but I'm seeing a lot of headlines recently about perhaps we're heading towards the next mining commodities super cycle. So how do you feel? You've obviously got your ear to the ground on that. What are your thoughts on the cycle?
I rather not comment. All I do is I call it setting the stage. I think it's not just the precious metals go crazy, but I think anything battery related. Mm-hmm. We have another project. It's called Canada Silver Cobalt. It's basically a cobalt silver, but now it's a high grade silver. You know, some of your people can have a look at it. You know, we get grades about 90,000 grams a ton in our core. But you know, everybody's kind of shocked about that. And I said, look, it's a classical cobalt silver grade, which is known for these high grades. But I think precious metals, I think it's the beginning of some, like you call it, a super cycle. And I think some of the core base metals like copper is really getting a good run.
Mm.
And I think cobalt and nickel is going to go for a fairly good run as well.
Right. Okay. Well, Frank Basser there, the CEO and chairman of Granada Gold, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thanks a lot, Mark, and always a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.